Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fourth episode of the Soup and Zucchini podcast. You're listening on WDOT Port Washington.
Today's PSA is regarding high blood pressure. Maintaining healthy blood pressure, it's not funny, Zoe.
No, just the way you said it.
It's not
high
funny.
Blood pressure is
a
it's
serious
not
problem,
funny.
Zoe.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's just the way she said it. Sorry, continue.
Maintaining healthy blood pressure is a vital component of cardiovascular health. Untreated high blood pressure puts adults at high risk for stroke and heart attack. Unfortunately, approximately 78 million Americans, one in three adults, have high blood pressure, and only half of these individuals have their condition under control. Education and support can help millions of Americans avoid the serious and often fatal consequences of high blood pressure. That's why the Ad Council, in partnership with the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association, launched a public service advertising campaign to increase awareness of the debilitating, potentially fatal consequences of living with uncontrolled high blood pressure. The multimedia campaign, created by UWG, includes television, radio, print, and web PSAs. They depict a personified human heart fed up with the pressure it has to endure, delivering an ultimatum to the person living with high blood pressure. It's pretty powerful.
Very.
From the UWG.
Yep. And today's promo is regarding Wellness Day, which is going to take place right here at Triber next Thursday on the 28th. In the last 2 hours of the school day, we're going to be running on a shortened period schedule with 40-minute classes. And the last 2 hours, like I said, from 1 to 3 are going to be full of Wellness Day activities with movies, sports, relaxation techniques, video games, art therapy, music therapy, comedy improv, therapy dogs, and therapy rabbits, and much more. So make sure to pick your activities in the remind sent out by Mr. Weiss or whoever your AP is and sign up for activities before they're all filled up.
They're also on QR codes all around the building.
Yeah, even in the bathroom.
Really?
I saw, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the bathroom I saw on once.
So, moment you've all been waiting for. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
Okay.
Anything to say?
Oh, no. I was just waiting for you. Sarah's running over today.
Yeah. Most of the time I'm at the computer. But
yeah.
We finally figured out how to...
And I'm all alone in the room. I'm looking at her through the window.
We're separated. I'm separated between Zoe at a table by like this glass wall. Not a wall, but a window.
Yeah.
So we finally figured out how to get multiple mics and headphones to work. So I'm going to run over.
Yeah, okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Go, Sarah, go. Go, Sarah, go. Go, Sarah, go. She's actually walking over, taking her damn time. Okay, here she is.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we start with today's topics, I actually wanted to, because we were debating whether or not to bring up the movie Taxi Driver, which I actually did watch. I remember. I can hear you. Can you not hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Guys, technical difficulties. You know how it is.
What? Wait, it worked so well before.
I'll use this mic.
Wait, can you hear me? I can hear you in both.
Okay.
Okay, so I remember last episode, I think we were talking about Taxi Driver. When we were still talking about American Psycho, Taxi Driver came up, and I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it later that night. I did not. I actually watched it over this past weekend.
But you watched it, which
was
surprising.
I did. I actually wanted to, because we're not going to take too long talking about Taxi Driver, but I also wanted to talk about some movies that I've watched recently, because I made a Letterboxd account recently, and I put, I think, over 400 movies on my watch list, and it's my goal not to finish them by the end of the year, because at this rate, it's, like, not possible, but I don't know, I just, like, really want to watch every single movie. I want to be cultured in that movie kind of sense, so I watched, like, 3 movies this weekend, and I started logging them on my Letterboxd, and I just wanted to quickly talk about them, see if anyone listening shares the same views, but do you want to talk about Taxi Driver real quick, or...
So, Zoe and I have a disagreement.
Well, not really, because I kind of agree with her now. Like, she swayed me.
So, she said that Travis Bickle...
Yeah.
What did you say? He's not only... You called him a hero, not even an anti-hero.
No, because I saw a review saying that he was an anti-hero, and I was like, I don't know, because I remember a good example of an anti-hero was Holden Caulfield from Catcher in the Rye, which we read last year, and I was like, I don't know if... Because I was thinking, before Sarah graced me with her opinion, I was kind of seeing things differently. Oh, this contains spoilers. So...
Oh, beware. Spoilers.
Beware.
We're talking about movies the entire time. Any movie we talk about is going to have spoilers.
We're not going to talk about a movie without having seen it. So Travis at the end killing all those guys and the mafia guy. What's his name? Sport, who was... what's her name? Iris's pimp and, you know... What's the word? I don't know. Like, oh, yes. This is not funny. Sex trafficking.
You laugh?
No. Because I just remember. Like, no, it's not funny. Guys, it's not funny.
She's laughed.
I don't think it's
at
funny.
This anti-blood pressure.
I don't think, extremely insensitive. I don't think either are funny.
Am I really loud in the mic?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. I think you're good. But, like, make sure, like, speak into it. At the end when Travis killed all those guys... I saw that as a heroic act.
No.
She just shook her head at me. And him wanting to help Iris. And Sarah, what was your... Because then I'm going to like go off what you told me again. And like let you know my other thought process. She's adjusting her chair now.
My chair is so low. How low is it? Well, it's so low that I had to readjust it. Anyway. So my thought process is that Travis Bickle, he's not even an anti-hero. He has no... He is full of malintent. The only reason he saved Iris is because he had an opportunity to kill someone. And he also had the opportunity to increase his reputation in the eyes of Betsy. That's all he cared about. And it just happened to have a good consequence, which was getting Iris out of her misery.
I think... After hearing that, I agreed with it. But I also do think that he genuinely wanted to help her. When they were having lunch...
No.
Okay.
I think he actually disrespected her, if anything.
What?
Yeah.
He wanted to help her. He was like, you need to go back to school. Like, this is no way to live. And then he was almost disgusted by her,
in a way.
I don't think so. I don't think he, like, cared for her like a father. But I think, like, he wanted to help her. And not only help her, but the other girls that were also getting trafficked.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he didn't do anything to help them, like, directly. Like,
I don't think he even expressed his desire to help anyone else.
Well, no, he didn't express his desire to help anyone else. But because Iris said that she was fine, like, Sport wasn't mistreating her or anything, but he showed concern for the other girls. He was like, what about the other girls? You know, like, this isn't a way for either of you, like, any of you guys to live. But I don't think he showed any disgust towards Iris. I think he... I don't know. I do think that he had urges to commit murders, and it did happen to have a good consequence, like you said. But I also do think part of him did want to help Iris a little. But I don't know.
I think he saw the city as this disgusting cesspool.
Yeah.
And he saw Iris as a consequence of the waste in New York City.
Yeah.
And so his idea was... he needs to fix it rather than I need to save this girl. I think saving the girl was part of fixing the city. Killing Palantine or attempting to kill Palantine was probably an extension of that also.
Also
to impress Betsy.
I don't know if he necessarily wanted to impress.
I think that had something to do with it.
I mean, it did because I heard, not heard somewhere, I read somewhere that him wanting to kill Palantine, the guy running for president, the guy Betsy was working for in his campaign office, he wanted to kill him just to spite her.
I also think he viewed Palantine as a threat and viewed Palantine as a representation of the rejection he received from Betsy.
Maybe. I mean, anyway, either way, whatever his intent was, it did have a good outcome. Like, Iris went back to... I mean,
but Iris,
we don't know how safe her home environment was for her to run away. But
I mean,
she's back
she
in school.
She crossed state lines into New York City into this trafficking.
Yeah, from Pittsburgh to New York. But
so she wasn't... I don't know how good her home life is.
But even also, in New York, she was, you know, getting trafficked and abused.
I know, but that's not to say that even if her home is better, it's still a good life for her. Because,
I mean,
you know, it takes a lot for a little kid to escape.
Yeah, she was 12 and a half.
Yeah. So... And another thing, the way he ended up escaping, she ended up being saved, was because everyone she knew was shot in front of her.
Yeah, even that was traumatic.
Even if people who have held you captive are shot in front of you, that's still really traumatic just to see a human body be exploded
I don't know if he wanted it to end up like that.
I think he did.
Oh.
I mean, you saw the way he went in there with the gun.
But do you... I mean, I think he definitely meant to do what he did, but I don't think he wanted Iris to witness all that.
Maybe not.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I don't think
he definitely wanted to kill them, though.
I don't think his intent was for Iris to see it. Yeah. I just think he didn't care that she did.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. But also, I mean, not only did he kill Sport, who was the root of the problem, you know, he was the head of the trafficking ring. I don't know what it's called. But he also killed this big mafioso guy, so...
He killed them because he had an excuse to kill them. The same thing with
he got away,
burglar,
you know,
or the robber at that store. He killed him. He was almost giddy to kill that guy because he had a reasonable excuse to do that. But that's what he was looking for, a reasonable excuse to kill someone. Because this guy's a murderer, but he's not. He doesn't want to go to jail for it. He doesn't want to wreak the consequences.
Well, yeah, no one wants the repercussions.
Well, some people don't care. If you want to end human life, I don't know if you're sane enough to realize I don't want to go to jail for this.
Yeah. But, so yeah, that's what, I thought Taxi Driver was good, though.
I think it's a really good movie.
Yeah. And those were our views on that.
If you guys like Taxi Driver, watch The King of Comedy. Really, really good movie. It's a lot like Taxi Driver. Mm. It's also pretty disturbing, but
that's my watch
list. In a good way.
What is that, King of?
It makes you think.
I love movies like that. King of Comedy? 1982?
Yes.
Oh, Martin Scorsese.
It didn't do that well, but it's a good movie.
De Niro again?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He plays this guy called Rupert Pumpkin.
Yeah. Aspiring comic Rupert Pumpkin. No, Pupkin.
Pupkin.
Attempts to... Oh, 4.2 star average, though. Attempts to achieve success in a show business by stalking his idol, a late-night talk show host who craves his own privacy.
Also, you guys, unrelated, but you should watch... Dog Day Afternoon.
That's also on my watch list.
With no context.
Okay.
Do you have any context for what that means?
No.
Don't look anything up.
My mom told me I should watch it.
Watch it blind.
It's
so good if you watch it blind. That's what I did. I really loved it. Do not look anything up about the plot until after you've seen the movie. Okay. Don't look up anything online. Don't even search the movie unless you're searching to watch it.
Not even like a little blurb?
No.
Okay.
It's so good if you have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
When you start it.
Will I be confused at any point?
No, you won't.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It's so good watching it blind.
Okay, I'm going to, next episode, I'll have watched Dog Day Afternoon and Raging Bull.
Oh, Raging Bull is also really good.
Okay. Perfect. And here are the other movies I've watched this year. I watched True Romance, which I thought was really good, with Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette. The Godfather, which I gave 5 stars.
Of course.
I love looking through reviews of The Godfather because a lot of them are talking about Michael. They're like, oh, Michael's so cute. Can't do anything wrong. My little buddy. Oh, I saw The Florida Project, too. Have you seen that?
No.
It has Willem Dafoe in it.
I don't really watch that many Willem Dafoe movies.
Maybe you've like heard of it.
No.
I thought that was good. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I watched that on Friday, and I watched it with my dad because he's been telling me forever to watch it. At first, I thought it was good in the end. At first, it was kind of hard. Have you seen the movie?
What movie?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
No.
At first, I thought that the characters were a little hard to like, and it was kind of hard to get behind their relationship. But by the end, I was bawling. I was sitting on my couch, totally in the dark. And one thing that I love about a movie, I love movies that make you think, and I love movies that make you cry. So if a movie can make me cry, it ranks really high on my list of favorite movies. So at first I was like, I was a little sad, but I wasn't like fully crying. So I started reading the most depressing reviews I could find. I was sitting in the dark, I was listening to sad music, and then eventually I started crying. But I thought, because I was also reading, no matter how well I understood a movie, whether I totally got the plot or didn't understand it at all, I always love to read the plot on Wikipedia to make sure I didn't miss any details or nothing went over my head. So I was reading plots on all these different websites, and when I really started to understand the meaning of it and the beauty and uniqueness of the movie, then I started to get really upset and I started crying a lot. But I thought it was really good. Really original story. Yeah, I saw Taxi Driver 2 that weekend. And then the last movie I want to talk about very briefly is Mean Streets with Robert De Niro and what's his name? Harvey Keitel, directed by Martin Scorsese. 3 years before Taxi Driver, Harvey Keitel was also the guy, Sport, in Taxi Driver. I thought, I didn't really like it, wasn't really a fan. I gave it 2.5 stars because the movie was 1 hour and 40 minutes long. You could have cut out the first 90 minutes and still had the same story. If you read the plot on Wikipedia, it only really covers the last 10 minutes of the movie. But, I don't know, it was also really repetitive at times, but it had really cool religious symbolism in it at times. If that's something you're into, I would recommend watching that. I wouldn't rewatch it, but it's definitely a movie to watch. Anyway, Dogged Afternoon and Raging Bull are next. Thank you. Anyway, now, do you have anything you want to add? Any movies you want to talk about before we get into our...
Watch Goodfellas on the topic of Scorsese.
Yeah.
Casino is also really good. I watched quite a few Scorsese movies.
You a fan?
Raging Bull.
Mm-hmm.
The King of Comedy. Goodfellas.
Oh, good. Casino's also De Niro.
The Irishman, like the first hour. Don't watch The Irishman. Boring.
Is it?
Also, it's largely based on speculation and conspiracy theories.
Casino's also like 3 hours long.
Casino's good, though.
Oh. That's the difference.
And it's real.
Oh, it has Joe Pesci in it.
Oh, Joe Pesci speaks Italian in it, I think.
Oh, really?
I mean, the acting is good, and just the plot was so disappointing. Because it's all made up.
In Casino?
No. Oh, are you talking about Casino?
Yeah, Joe Pesci's in
Casino. Oh, Casino's really good. Yeah. It's not made up. It's... That's good.
Yeah.
Also, if you like mafia movies, watch Donnie Darko.
That's a mafia movie?
Wait, is that the right name?
Donnie Darko is with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Fuck. No. Oh! Fudge!
Wait. Donnie Darko is not...
Wait, hold on.
Donnie Darko is with Jake Gyllenhaal, and it's this really... It has this, like, Five Nights at
Donnie
Freddy's...
Donnie Brocco, I think it's called. Oh, Donnie Brasco? It's called Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Darko has this animatronic Five Nights at Freddy's-looking rabbit at some point,
I think. Donnie Brasco starring Al Pacino and, what's his name, Johnny Depp?
I love Johnny Depp.
I used to confuse Johnny Depp with Johnny Bravo. I fully thought Johnny Bravo's name was Johnny Depp.
Yeah, no, this is Donnie Darko.
Yeah, I got it. It's Donnie Brasco, not Donnie Darko. Yeah. Donnie Darko is not a mafia movie.
Donnie Darko is a sci-fi thriller. It's... Oh, I read the plot, because I read plots of movies all the time, even before having watched them. I don't know if I'd watch it, honestly, after having read the plot. Maybe I would, I don't know. But it seems interesting enough. So, yeah. Definitely watch all those. Let us know your thoughts.
Y'all know Reddit.
What a segue into the topic. What a way.
Zoe would not move on.
Yeah, no. I, like, realized at one point, I was like, wait, I'm, like, only talking about movies I've seen. Like, Sarah's not even responding anymore. Like, I saw her eyes were closed. Like, you looked like you were asleep. Yeah. No, I realized. So, yeah. Do you want to introduce the topic?
AITA, am I the a-hole?
This is... a rather lighthearted and silly topic compared to our other discussions.
Which is surprising, because it's going to be people saying, am I the a-hole for not talking to my wife and kids because they sneezed in the car on our road trip?
Yeah. Okay. I only chose these based off the title. I hadn't read any of them, actually. I was choosing these last night. A lot of the time I look for the word mother-in-law in the title, because you know there's always some drama with someone's mother-in-law.
Yes.
So
the mother-in-law is insane. I bet
every time.
I bet these people are not telling the stories from the actor perspective, because their mother-in-laws will be so insane. How insane will they be? They'll be so insane that like they're committing crimes.
Spawns of Satan. Yes. The worst people. It can't be this.
They will hire devils to possess their sons.
Yeah.
So that the daughter can't marry them.
It's insane.
That's what these mother-in-laws are accused of.
Okay. So we're gonna... Let's look through. Okay. Hold on. And you can enjoy this music while I scroll through the stories. 1 second.
Elevator music.
Royalty free.
You know when they put you on hold?
This is what that's like. Okay, wait, this one, I'm choosing this one to go first because I don't really understand the title. Am I the a-hole for refusing to go on my boyfriend's family trip if I can't talk to his dad and brother? I have no idea where this
first
is going.
First off, I guess not.
Probably not.
This story's gonna be boring. Wait, can you do one that the title makes it seem like they might
hold on
be the a-hole? Because if we just agree with them,
yeah, then it's like, what was that
title was reasonable.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, because now there's a feature on Reddit where you can decide if they're the a-hole or not. This one says a-hole. Okay.
Yes.
Am I the a-hole for calling my coworker's baby name idea dumb and making her cry? So,
no.
The people, you don't think so, the people?
If the name is like...
Concrete?
Yeah, the name is something like that.
I mean, the
why
people...
Why should it be Robbie or something?
The people of Reddit decided that this person was the a-hole.
Okay, let's okay. see.
So my coworker is pregnant with her first baby, and she asked me yesterday about my thoughts on her baby name, and things didn't go well. I don't know if they're actually going to say what the name was. We work at a hotel that doesn't get much traffic, so there's always a lot of downtime to sit and chat. We're not friends, but since we're both girls and the same age, 23, we do speak a lot when we're on the same shift together. She asked me if I heard the name Venus, and I say yes, and she says she's going to name her daughter that. But...
what?
But add an A at the end, so it's Venusa?
Venusa?
Venusa? Venusa? Okay, I was gonna say, because Venus is like, I mean, there's Venus Williams, but with an A.
Oh, no.
She said that it's so exotic and unique
sounding,
right?
How exotic is it?
And unique sounding, right? I said, no, it sounds like the already existing name, Vanessa. Oh. She got upset and said, no, it doesn't, and that she's asked her boyfriend and parents, and they all said it's a name that they've never heard of before. I wonder why. I said that it sounds like Vanessa, and that it's kind of a dumb name to give someone, since every time they say it aloud, people will call them Vanessa, and they will always be misspelled. She started to cry and said, great, people are already insulting my parenting choices, and that I'm being a B-word and left the shift early. Now our other coworkers have been messaging me saying I'm disgusting for making a pregnant woman cry. Am I the a-hole? I was being honest since she asked me.
I'm assuming this person said it in a lot more insulting manner than they made it out to be, because crying is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the hormones, really, the pregnancy hormones.
That's true, but I bet the person was probably more aggressive than...
I mean, I'm all about
honesty.
But
that is a really bad name.
Yeah, no, because I would have been honest, but not, I would not have called it dumb. I would have said, I don't know, maybe it's too exotic, maybe it's too unique. But yeah, it does sound like Vanessa. Just name your kid Vanessa.
Venusa?
Venusa? Is it, I don't
Venusa?
Understand. I wish
well,
they put
obviously
the phonetic
it sounds
spelling.
Like Vanessa.
Is it Vanessa? Venusa?
I don't know.
Either way.
Are they saying it looks like the name Vanessa? Or
I don't
not
know.
Sounds like it?
I don't know what... it sounds like, so that maybe that would help if we knew. Maybe it sounds dumber than we think it does.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like you're not the a-hole for being honest. You're just being the a-hole for calling it dumb. And I feel like you went further than you really had to. You could have just stopped a lot sooner. You didn't have to go and call it dumb. Like, I don't know. You could have been honest without being mean.
Any wild comments? Any like really funny ones?
Under this post?
Yeah.
Hold on. I said it sounds like Vanessa.
Let's do two more.
How long have we been recording?
We started, 20 minutes. A little
20 minutes?
Minutes.
Hold on. Wait, you look for some too. Oh,
wait.
Okay.
What?
Okay. This isn't... Okay, so I looked up confessions as well as Am I the A-hole? Because I was like... I thought to myself, the confessions on here can get crazy. So I didn't go too deep because I just looked these up last night before I went to bed. But here's one that caught my attention. I tell homeless people I have terminal cancer in order to avoid small talk.
Damn.
Oh my God. Disclaimer. The disclaimer is in a huge font compared to the rest of the post. Disclaimer, I do not actually have cancer. Long story... Okay, I actually, because I'm telling you, I didn't read any of this. I just went off the title. Long story short, I'm autistic as bleep, among other things, and have zero social skills for conversation, which tends to make people very uncomfortable. And oftentimes when I see a homeless person asking for food or saying they're hungry, I approach them and offer them if they'd like a footlong sandwich or something tasty. They always say yes. There's no real reason I do this other than the fact that I can. I don't feel sad for them or believe in karma or God or whatever. Someone is hungry and I can help. I don't need any other reason. That explanation has been met with a wide range of reactions by friends, family members, and a psychologist, ranging from respect to outright horror. Okay. This is fine and all. However, as we walk to the store or whatever, they always try to make small talk and ask me why I'm doing this. They ask if I'm religious or if I believe in a greater good or something, or they try to explain why they're in this situation. I don't care, but it has been explained to me that people feel kind of ashamed in those situations. Boy, have I said the wrong thing before learning that. And things get awkward at as all hell as. I don't know what to say when someone tells me they lost their job and things didn't go their way in some way or the other, because my go-to response is, oh man, that sucks, has been met with visible discomfort. So I've come up with a solution of just sledgehammering them as soon as they ask, why are you doing this with? This is not funny. I have terminal cancer. I don't have much left, so I guess I do something nice before I go. I always get really quiet and mournful of my situation, so I get them the food. Sometimes I ask how many family members I have, and buy food for the whole family. Oh, that's nice. And afterwards, they cry and wish me good luck and tell me I'm going to heaven or that they'll pray for me. I laugh nicely and say things like, haha, thank you for your kind words. Sometimes I have brain cancer, sometimes I have lung cancer, whatever cancer I feel like having. I have noticed it's a great way to skip small talk and get out of that situation quickly. No one knows I do the cancer thing. I like feeding homeless people, but I make them uncomfortable. Oh, wait, this is the long story short thing. But I make them uncomfortable when making small talks. I just tell them I'm dying of cancer to skip the situation.
Respect.
Honestly, I mean,
gotta do what you gotta do.
I wouldn't.
No, I would not. I would just have the small talk. If you're going out of your way to buy something for them, at least give them the decency to speak.
Yeah, I would endure the conversation as awkward as it is. I don't think I'd jump right to it. Imagine someone's like, oh, thank you so much. And you're like, I have cancer.
Yeah, is that how he does it?
Stop it.
He didn't
right
explain
there.
The flow of the conversation.
I have cancer. I can't continue on with this conversation.
I'm on my way to my cancer appointment.
Yeah, I'm on my way to chemo right now, actually. So
I'm on my way to cancer.com. Yeah.
Cancerland. No. Honestly, I mean, if the person, because the person explained their circumstances, how they make people really uncomfortable with small talk. I mean, if it's not for the better, but if it, I don't know. I don't know if I can. What's the word? Not defend this. I don't know. Can't really get behind this, but if it works for this person, then.
No, I would not do that. I would absolutely not do that.
Yeah.
That is kind of crazy.
Okay, this one I chose because I actually related to this one. And I'll get into the little story after. When I was 11, I let my parents think I chipped the TV because I was angry that they were arguing. The truth was that I was hyped up and swinging around a broom while watching Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
Okay. I chipped the TV while they were out of town. I waited for them to get home, worried the entire time. When they arrived, I expected to get screamed at, maybe even attacked. I thought that day was going to be the last day I ever saw my Nintendo 64. Instead, they both gave me a hug and blamed themselves.
Aww.
So that's not a terrible confession. It's kind of funny. I have a similar story. When I was younger, I must have been 7 years old, I was playing Wii Tennis, and I was extremely close to the screen because things were getting really intense. I think I was on the brink of victory. I don't know. But I'll never forget this. I swung that little remote and I hit the screen right in the middle with so much force.
How much force? Okay.
So much force and power that it immediately cut to black and there were these like rainbow thingies all over. And I remember panicking. Because when I turned the TV off, it disappeared. So I just turned the TV off and went right upstairs. Later that night, my mom was watching a movie and she called me and my siblings down to the basement. She said, "Who did this?" And obviously, I didn't say it was me. Instead of just denying it, I blamed it on my little sister, who was 4 at the time, I think. And I said, it was Maya. Maya threw a sandal at the TV. And it's true. She lightly threw a flip-flop at the TV.
A flip-flop. Those are soft.
I know. So I don't understand how they didn't catch me because my lie was so bad. It had so many.
How bad was it?
Okay, there you go. It had so many holes in it. And I don't know.
How many holes?
A lot. It just wasn't a good lie. It was really bad. And I think I had manipulated them so well that even my sister believed that she was the one who broke the TV. A year later, I confessed, and they weren't mad. They said that if I had told them the next day, they would have been really mad. But a year had gone by. We'd gotten a new TV. And, I mean, even now to this day, like 10 years later, they still bring it up. Like, I don't know.
I never had that problem because the TV I played Wii on was... How old was it? Well, I was playing with it in 2014, okay. And at that point, it was at least 10 years old.
Okay.
So right now, it's over 20 years old.
Do you still have it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the material was really durable.
It was like a Nokia, like you could run over it and it's fine.
Yeah, it was a super durable, like you could hit it, you could sit on it, you could, maybe if you put a wrecking ball on it, then it would explode.
Yeah, maybe a little dent.
But you could hit it as hard as you wanted to.
Yeah.
No amount of human force could break that screen. I don't know what material it was. Well, I think that concludes this episode.
Oh, wait. Last
confession. I want to eat lunch.
Last confession. We still have 40 minutes until the bell. Last confession, because this one, I want to know how this ends. Okay. I sold a biohazardous camper.
Wait, a person?
No, like a camping car, like an RV.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like, what?
Okay. This is a crazy title. I sold a biohazardous camper for a crazy price to a pregnant couple. So let's see where this goes. This is a burner account because I need this off my chest, but don't want it tied to me. A relative died gruesomely in a camper. I was next of kin, so I was saddled with the responsibility of getting rid of it. I was told outright that I can't legally sell it until it's remediated, although I'm not convinced that was true. I was also homeless at the time, but yeah, it says GA and 3 H's. This camper was nasty, and the fact that it was my own relative's organic matter all over it.
Oh no.
It had been sitting closed up for weeks. I didn't want to mess with it. I tried calling remediation services but found them to be expensive, and there was really no assistance that I could find for poor people such as myself. After a month of getting nowhere, one of my friends convinced me to put it on Facebook Marketplace for $1,000. I said they were insane. Nobody will pay that. I was completely honest in the listing, even with detailed photos. I have no idea how Facebook let me post it with those photos. It was something that would be covered if it was in the newsfeed. I didn't even take the personal effect out because none of it was untouched. Oh, gosh. Within a day of posting, a pregnant woman and her boyfriend showed up and bought it. They said they weren't afraid of some deep cleaning, and they paid $150 below my asking price. I used the money to get into the house I'm still living in now, years later. I still feel like a total POS for putting the couple slash baby at risk for my own personal gain.
They could be dead by now.
Biohazardous is saying,
wasn't it the cause of death of one of his family members?
A relative died gruesomely in a camper. And then they went and said,
I sold the camper to a pregnant lady.
And saying, like, my relative's organic matter was all over.
That
sounds like a crime scene.
It sounds like it's blood and brains.
No, that sounds like a crime scene. I don't know. And the couple's like, it's okay. Well, deep cleaning hurt anyone.
Wait, didn't he like include all the details?
Yeah, and all the pictures. And they're like, I don't know how Facebook didn't take this down. Was Facebook moderated at the time?
Well,
I don't know when
this
was.
What year is this?
I don't know. This was posted.
I have 2013 vibes.
This was posted 8 days ago.
Oh no!
Well, no.
We don't know how long ago.
It must have been
this.
Recent because it said I used the money to get into the house I'm still living in now.
Years later. That recent.
That's still crazy. But I mean, yeah, if you're ever bored, you should definitely go through Reddit. They have all these different prompts. One of the ones I was going to read actually said, am I the a-hole for refusing to take care of my children? But we don't have time for that today. So,
well, that concludes our 33 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Perfect.
You guys enjoyed.
Hope you guys enjoyed. Bye.